It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans can now use an online map to see where COVID-19 outbreaks are in the state. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The interactive map shows the location of all confirmed outbreaks reported to the state's health department. It's updated each Wednesday with other details from the state's weekly report on outbreaks. The map will provide more consistency, accuracy, and transparency around COVID-19 outbreak data. It displays locations of both active outbreaks and past outbreaks that have been resolved. It also includes dates and the number of confirmed and probable cases and deaths. The map is available at covid19.colorado.gov. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett and Democratic colleagues are calling on the 7 largest internet providers to help students who are learning remotely during the pandemic. In a letter, the lawmakers are asking Comcast, T-Mobile, CenturyLink, and other companies to expand coverage areas and suspend limits and fees for increased internet use. They say remote learning has exposed a digital divide affecting Black, Hispanic, and lower-income households. An estimated 90,000 Colorado students do not have internet service. Colorado's real estate market had another record-setting month. CPR's Sarah Mulholland explains.
The number of homes under contract statewide surged 40% in August compared to the same time last year. More than 11,500 single-family homes were under contract last month. That's according to the Colorado Association of Realtors. The state's real estate market is part of a nationwide trend. Real estate deals are booming after coming to a standstill early in the pandemic. Low interest rates and limited supply are keeping prices high. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A wildfire west of Fort Collins has burned at least 54 structures, including 25 homes. That's according to the Larimer County Sheriff's Office. The fire has burned more than 100,000 acres since it started a month ago. Jared Carmer with the Sheriff's Office says he feels for the people who suffered a loss, but that it could have been worse.
This fire is now significantly larger than High Park Fire was in terms of acreage, but with the number of residences that we've lost, it's significantly smaller than High Park.
The High Park Fire burned more than 87,000 acres and destroyed 259 homes in 2012. This is CPR News.